Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
My shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
So this is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper.
Yeah, yeah.
You're so hot.
Yeah,
I
keep
me
put in my
pocket,
it don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So the hustle, ladies and homies, make money, make money, money, money.
All out here for a pill.
Yeah, ain't no.
Ready, tryna get this money for
the
real.
I went to find the things
in my life, so I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me, no, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, Fantasy Football Hustler back at you. What is going down, everybody? Another episode of Elevated Sports Talk. Let's get ready to smoke it up. Let's get ready to talk some sports. Shout out to our man Stranger. Shout out to the Houday Nation. What up? Shout out to our man Emil. Shout out to Canada. Let's smoke it up. Get some questions in there, guys. We're still at a pretty dead sports time right now. So one of the top headlines of today is how Antonio Pierce is filing bankruptcy. What the hell? Like, man, Raiders aren't paying him nothing over there. Apparently, he took out $28 million in different types of loans, and he's not able to pay. Not able to pay. So he's filing bankruptcy, and now they're going after, like, all his assets and stuff. See, I wonder, like, what's that mean? Like, is his contract with the Raiders, is that going to get all, like, garnished? Like, man, that'd be kind of fucked up, right? And Emil said, I thought it was his wife. I mean, it was because of his wife, right? It's because of both of them, right? Oh, you know what? You're right. You know what? You're right. And so it's not Antonio Pierce's wife. Thanks. I don't know how I missed that part. It's because it's one tiny little sentence that says his wife, and then there's like five paragraphs about Antonio Pierce. And but the thing is, now here's where it was Antonio Pierce is the one who was like the co-signer. He co-signed for all these and guaranteed all the payments of these. So they're going after his money, like, now, or his assets. So, yeah, that is, that's not cool. That's not cool. And it's not his ex-wife, is it, or anything? Yeah, he was the guarantor. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's what I assume, right, that he was pretty much the co-signer. I mean, if you guarantee it, like, you're the co-signer pretty much. And so now they're going after him. So I don't know. And if they're still together, like, what the fuck was the 28 mil, like, spent on? And, like, if they're together, like, he wasn't paying for none of it? Like, you know, like, I don't know. This just seems like a move, you know? Because if they're married, how can one person file for bankruptcy but not the other? It's very, very interesting. But it's crazy. That's like the top fucking news of the day. Like, sports news is so dead right now. I mean, we got baseball. Nobody's really caring about baseball. You know, not right now. Not in June. Like, we are getting closer to the All-Star break. So, you know, I mean, now is the time when a lot of people start paying attention because of the All-Star break. WNBA, that seems to be like the most popular sport in just in the land right now. And yeah, that's kind of it. That's kind of it. Like, man, I mean, no basketball right now. You know, it's funny, though, is LeBron doing his press conferences and stuff. And one of the clips that I saw of his, he He's like, man, all these young kids out here talking about I'm go ones, one-on-ones. He was like, basketball is not a game of one-on-one, okay? Especially when you get to the pro level. It's nothing but five-on-five and being a team. And, like, LeBron sounds like an old man who knows he can't beat anybody one-on-one. Like, that's what it sounds like to me. And, like, LeBron just, he's LeBum, man. He's LeBum. He's sticking around to try to hope that Bronny gets signed to the Lakers. And maybe they had to sign J.J. Redick to be able to, you know, for him to be like, all right, I'll draft Bronny with our last pick, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I want the job. But yeah, J.J. Redick as the coach of the Lakers seems very whack. And LeBron, man, he's just such a bum. He's such a bum. I love talking LeBron versus Jordan. Who's anybody on the LeBron side who's in the chat right now? Because I know we got a few dozen people here spread out throughout YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter, aka X.
Don't give it to you. What?
Yeah, who? Anybody there who's on the LeBron side of things? Oh man, Emil said I'm on the LeBron side. Well, tell me why. Said numbers don't lie, but all-time numbers, like, are those the only thing that matters? Is that the only thing that matters, all-time numbers, when you play in a league that now players are going longer than ever because of the rules? And, like, you know what numbers don't lie? How many times Jordan played 82 games and LeBron's only played 82 games once. Like, that's crazy to me. Only one time. I'll tell you, the numbers don't lie. 6 for 6, when it all counted. I know there's people who only use the championship as their argument. And it is kind of funny when, like, LeBron fans are like, oh, like, all you could do is mention how many championships he won? Come on. That always makes me laugh. So it's funny how Jordan's, like, championships get downgraded because he was so good and because LeBron's not that good. That's the part that's funny to me when it comes to the LeBron versus Jordan. If you're a Jordan fan, you don't need to put an asterisk on what LeBron fans can say to, like, debate about who's the GOAT. But LeBron fans need to put asterisks, like, on it. Like, oh, come on. If the only argument you got is that the guy won more championships, it's not even an argument. That shit always makes me fucking laugh. And I see a lot of that on Twitter. It's fucking funny because I feel like people are just trolling on Twitter for clickbait views and shit like that, saying shit that they don't even believe. Johnny said LeBron's a whiny bitch. He gets every call. But he still cries every play. Stop crying, bro. LaFlop. I mean, LeBron loves to flop. Even in the WNBA, they call out women for flopping. And LeBron, has LeBron ever been called out for, like, flopping during a game or, like, anything like that by, like, an opposing team? I don't watch all of his games like that. And I'll tell you one game. I'll tell you where LeBron lost me. Was this 2008? It was 2007 or 2008. I worked at Vaughn's. AKA Safeway, for those who are in Southern California and you don't know what the fuck Vons is. They would just have, like, random promotions. And, like, one of these random promotions was you could get tickets to the Clippers-Cavs game in LA. Tickets were hella cheap. They were, like, 50% discount or some shit like that. So me and my two friends went to that. And, man, it was LeBron's worst game ever. He only scored, like, 4 points. He missed a dunk. Like, that's probably what ruined it all for me. And this is when the Clippers weren't even that good, because this was 2007 or 2008. They hadn't even become the Clippers that, like, were going on the the Clippers that actually look good. How about that? They were still bums at that point. Ah, what up, Lee? He said ring chaser, LBJ. Yeah. I mean, everyone's a ring chaser, so I can't say that. But, yeah, he's he'll never catch Jordan. And I guess the thing, like, okay, So when every time LeBron was the best player on the team, they lost in the finals. Every time LeBron was the best player on the team, they lost in the finals. When did they win? When D-Wade was better. D-Wade was better. And maybe LeBron, you know, maybe he averaged 1 point more per game or like something. But when the game is on the line, LeBron's passing to D-Wade in the championships, all that. I mean, shit. One of those, what they won. I mean, it was Ray Allen who like fucking bailed him out. Right? See, Emil said LeBron's not even the best player on the Lakers. Exactly. I mean, I hadn't even gotten to that yet. I was barely still in Miami. But how about the Cavs? Kyrie was a way better scorer than LeBron. And when the game was on the line, it was LeBron passing it to Kyrie. And then when we get to the Lakers, I mean, come on. It's AD. AD. I mean, way more dominant than LeBron's ever fucking been. LeBron's just like a waste of size. He really is. Like, he's like a small man trapped in a big man's body. He really is. And Emil said Kyrie was nice. You're right. I mean, it's crazy if people don't say that Kyrie was a better scorer than LeBron. Because I'm sure LeBron would say that Kyrie's a better scorer than LeBron. LeBron's a better assister. LeBron's a better rebounder. But not a better scorer than Kyrie. And I feel like at the end of the day, like, there's nobody ever who would say that Jordan was not the best player on his team and he was not the guy with the game on the line who had the ball like in his hand. Like LeBron loves to pass with the game on the line. You're fucking 6 foot, whatever, 6 foot nine, 6 foot 10, fucking 500 pounds, and you could drive the lane on everybody, but you pass it. You drive the lane and then you pass. And Emil said, stop it. LeBron's a force. I've seen him play. He's darn good. I'm not saying he's not good. He's great. He's one of the top players in history. But when we compare him to Jordan, there's just a level of difference that, like, LeBron's not even in his stratosphere. Like, yeah, he's the things that he's done. Like, yeah, LeBron's an all-time great. But he's not Jordan, man. Like, I wish they wouldn't have ran Jordan out of the league for those 2 years, because if he would have won eight straight, and they probably would have. I mean, that Houston Rockets team, though, with Hakeem the Dream, like, man, they were fucking savage, you know? Like, they were savage. So could Chicago have beaten them? I don't know. I have no idea if they could have beat them with Michael Jordan, but we all assume that they would have. Like, what do we think when we think about LeBron? Like, we think that if he would have gone up against, like, some of these all-time great teams, probably would have lost. And, hold on. We got someone who messed up a pick in the league. Let me go. Someone fat fingered a pick. Let me go remove this pick real quick. Not even a bad pick. You picked Cooper DeJean in the 27th round. That's not horrible. I mean, I would have wanted to pick him out later. All right. But yeah, LeBron and LeBron versus Jordan. That's always a fun topic. For me, the fun topic is Tom Brady versus Montana, because everybody is just going to be on the Tom Brady side because of the longevity. He does have more fucking touchdowns. But the one thing about Tom Brady versus Joe Montana, well, first off, Joe Montana was perfect. Second, Joe Montana, when he's winning by 20-something points in the Super Bowl, he goes for the throat. Goes for the throat. Throws up 50 on that ass. And Joe Montana was actually playing in an era that, like, the defensive ends could kill you. Like, that's really what it was. I saw LT, the original LT. He had, they were asking him, who's the GOAT? And he was, they said, Tom Brady, the GOAT to you? And he was like, hell no, Tom Brady's not the GOAT. It's still Joe Montana, because Joe Montana was playing in a time where the defensive ends were going to murder you, literally murder you in the pocket. They were like, come on, Tom Brady having 3, 4, 5 seconds in the pocket. It's like, no, that ain't happening back in the day. I mean, they had to change the rules around for Tom Brady. Yeah, he does have every record in the record book, but if everybody in history was playing with the exact same rules as Tom Brady, I see guys like Joe Montana, Dan Marino, players like that eclipsing those numbers, because guess what? It wasn't a passing league. It was a kill you league. And like now, I mean, Tom Brady, he didn't even get touched for half his career. They changed the rules in what year did he get hurt? Was that 2007 or 2008? I can't remember what year he got hurt. They literally changed the rules for the quarterbacks, and they've keep changing the rules for the quarterbacks. Like, that's why, yeah, Tom Brady, he'll be good, like, right now. Like, he's good right now. Mahomes is going to shatter every record that Tom Brady has ever hit, because Mahomes now is going to be playing with these rules for the entirety of his career, not just for three quarters. I'm trying to think, like, how many years was Tom Brady in? Might have been two-thirds that Tom Brady played with the new rules. Yeah, Johnny said Marino would throw 7,000 yards today. I mean, come on. It was like Dan Marino and Dan Fouts. I guess if your name was Dan in the 80s, you were slanging that thing. But yeah, I mean, come on. Like, they were throwing for 4,000 yards regularly in a league where people were throwing 3,000 yards. And like, that's just what's insane. And Dan Marino throwing for 5,000 yards, like, in the 80s. Like, you look at Drew Brees. Drew Brees threw for 5,000 yards five times. Five times. When it's all said and done, I bet you Mahomes has more than that for the 5,000s. Bro, I mean, that, imagine Tyreek and Marino on the same team. I mean, come on. Like, that would be insane. That would be insane. So that's all I'm saying. Like, Tom Brady, yeah, he's going to be considered the GOAT to a lot of people for a long time. I'm still on the Joe Montana side. And Joe Montana was not someone who was highly touted either. Like, he got ran out of town for Steve Young, you know? So it's like, it's not like he was this. It's not like Joe Montana was not an underdog. Like, I think we all forget that it got to a point where they just kept winning. And so he's cool Joe. You know, they got fucking Jerry Rice. You know, he won one without Jerry Rice. And had they not moved on from him for Steve Young, he would have got that. He would have got number five as well, because that team mollywopped the Chargers. That was like one of the easiest Super Bowl wins like ever for a team. Chargers were so garbage. They did not even deserve to be in the Super Bowl that year. And yeah, that was like one of the most dominant performances in Super Bowl history was the 49ers over the Chargers. All right. But yeah, that's just one of those things, is like, no matter what, there's so many arguments for Tom Brady because of all the stats and everything. But yeah, kind of crazy though. I mean, Drew Brees, like, would we say Drew Brees is just as good of a quarterback as Tom Brady? I think Drew Brees is way more talented than Tom Brady, but wasn't always on the best teams, you know? I mean, there's on the Chargers, like, the Chargers just fucking sucked when he was there. I mean, they were on the rise. That's what sucks. Him and LT and Antonio Gates, they could have won a Super Bowl together. Like, that's what's bullshit. And they move on from Drew Brees for stupid-ass Philip Rivers. And they didn't even move on from him. They just drafted Philip Rivers to be a backup for a couple years. But I mean, the one thing that Tom Brady has, not saying that, I mean, of course, Montana has this kind of moxie also, but just the comeback moxie. Being able to come back when your back's against the wall. I know that's something for sure that Tom Brady was good at. I also think Tim Tebow was better at that. I mean, that's me trolling a little bit, but when you think about like QBs who have the ball and like 2 minutes left, somehow, some way, Tebow always fucking won. Like, that was fucking crazy. Like, I remember one game with Tebow where it was like Monday Night Football, and it was against the Jets, And I'm pretty sure they were in New York. I can't remember 100%, but I'm pretty sure they were in New York. And Tebow gets the ball with like 2 minutes left and is like on the 10-yard line, needs 90 yards to go. And my first thought is, oh, shit, it's Tebow time. He's about to do it to him. And he did it to him. And he did it to him. They all knew that he was going to do it to him, and they still let him do it to him. Woo! That was a good one. All right, throw some questions in there. If anyone has any fantasy football questions, feel free to throw them in there. Let's see what else we got here. I don't know why I'm not seeing the comments here when I posted into some of the groups. Let's see. Willie said MLB early talk. He said, is it safe to take Tampa money line over Seattle, or should I take the under on the runs? I'm the wrong guy to ask. I have not been paying attention to baseball all that much. Nice. And Willie said, I like to make money on all sports. And he said, I even play the WNBA on the sports book. Nice. Hey, as long as you're winning, I don't give a fuck. I mean, I know motherfuckers are bet on, you know, international baseball and cricket and all that type of shit. It don't matter. Magic Man Ricky, what up? Said, I was a big Tebow believer. He beat my Chiefs with one or two completions the whole game. It was two. And one of those completions was a game-winning touchdown. I remember that, and I talk about that all the time. There's not too many quarterbacks in history that have ever won a game only throwing two completions and one of them being a game-winning touchdown. Yes, that is, man, that was a crazy game. That was a crazy game. Emil said, you trade in a second rounder for Jerome Ford in Dynasty? Probably, especially if you have Nick Chubb. I think it's safe. I'd like to trade a third, especially with you already seeing Nick Chubb getting back out there at practice, moving around a little bit. You know, like I feel like Jerome Ford, as we get a little bit closer, if we see Nick Chubb moving around and things like that, Jerome Ford's value is going to keep dropping. So I also feel like I might want to wait. I might want to wait so I can get him for like a third rounder. Yeah, I remember that shit, man. I remember that. I mean, I still, anytime we talk about Tebow, I mention that because that's just an insane stat. A QB won a game with completing only two passes. And one of those passes happened to be a game-winning touchdown. Like, that's just insane. But, yeah, I'm still taking Montana over Brady all day, every day, and twice on Sunday. And Brady could be on the other side of the all-time teams. And... yeah, Montana. He's got it. If we whether we're playing the new rules or the old rules, I think Montana would have it. And yeah, I mean, even a guy like Dan Marino, man, I feel like I would take Dan Marino over Tom Brady if we're talking about just pure talent. Like, Tom Brady was a sixth rounder for a reason. Like, he's a hard worker, and he's definitely overachieved on like the expectations that he had coming into the NFL, because there was none. But I don't even think Tom Brady would say, I mean, maybe he wouldn't because he's a super competitor, but I mean, come on, Dan Marino, Joe Montana. I mean, I just feel like those guys were more talented than him. They didn't win more because Dan Marino didn't win one fucking Super Bowl. Did not win even one Super Bowl. And that's what's crazy too. You make it to the Super Bowl in your second year, and then you just never make it back. I'm gonna tell someone to come over to YouTube. I said they can't hear it for whatever reason on Facebook. This person said, is Elijah Mitchell better than a sixth round rookie pick? Yeah, I mean, a sixth round rookie pick is trash. Especially if it's not an IDP. So if the league is offense only, Elijah Mitchell way more valuable than the sixth round rookie pick. It's probably being said wrong, though. It's probably being said wrong. Magic Man, Ricky Brady's legacy has to be impacted by the cheating. Why don't we give Brady a ding for it? I do. I mean, that's something that I always bring up. And whether it was Brady or not, I mean, his team was cheating. Bill Belichick was cheating. Like, that just gives you an edge. And I'm not saying that a bunch of teams weren't cheating in the past, but they, like, New England got caught and got penalized multiple times for cheating. So, like, that's the difference. Like, they just weren't cheating right. I mean, they were cheating right because they won, but they weren't cheating subtly enough to not get caught either. But I'm sure most teams, shit, would give up a first round pick to win a fucking Super Bowl, take whatever crazy fines to win a Super Bowl. Bakes in the house. What up? What up? Dude, this is funny. Why did it? Magic Man, did you delete your comment on YouTube? Because look, I don't know why this didn't even come up here. Yeah, you talk shit about Brady and YouTube just like, it just cuts the comment out. What up, Tino? What's Tino got here? What is this? What'd Tino share? Joe Montana on the Patriots. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Hey, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, I mean, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. You know, like, any player, I feel like, would say that, because if you win a championship because of the team cheating and not you cheating, feel like your conscience is clear, right? At least I wasn't the one doing this. Big said, what do you think about Josh Palmer in Dynasty? I feel like he's very blah, but I do like the upside. I feel like I would hate to have to start him, feel like I need to make the choice on, like, whether to start him or sit him. So, like, that's why I like him way more for best ball, you know? But I feel like, is there anybody else in the world who thinks that he's not the number one? There may be a bunch of people who at McConkey already, you know, and I don't think coming, like, game one, it's like Ladd McConkey. Quentin Johnston, man, that fool sucks. That fool sucks. So, I mean, I like Josh Palmer, but he's still very blah amongst just overall fantasy wide receivers. And Tino said, I came in a perfect convo. I said, you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, Joe Montana, for sure. Tino said, I noticed people who never played sports hate cheating and don't realize how much goes on in every sport, especially when you're paid millions. Yeah, and seeing, like even like I said, there was a bunch of teams that had to be cheating way back in the day. I mean, shit, you know, they made rules to make sure that teams weren't getting the advantage, you know, like the stick'em and like shit like that. Like, I was like cheating for the Raiders, right? They just used to like have that shit doused. Like, I know Bakes knows. Bakes, who was the cornerback or wide receiver, whoever, I can't even remember, who had their full fucking arm doused to the stick'em pretty much. And I know it wasn't fully, but they said anytime he touched the ball, like, they had to get a new ball, like trying to wipe that shit off and like clean it, just like fucking changed everything. But yeah, most teams cheat to some certain extent. I mean, it happens. Tom Brady and the fucking Patriots, they just got caught multiple times. They just got caught multiple times and penalized multiple times. So that's why we can go to them specifically about that. And Tino said Jerry Rice had the stick on when it was already banned as part of the game. All the greats do it. Yeah. And that's why I bring up the Tom Brady cheating. It's like, it has to get to a certain level of the debate before I bring up the Tom Brady cheating. But it always happens, though, because Brady needed that extra edge. And Bill Belichick knew that Brady needed that extra edge. He knew that their team in general needed the extra edge. Jerry Rice is misusing illegal stick'em on the gloves during career. Yeah. I mean, now they fucking have the gloves that pretty much have stick'em inserted in it. Like, those gloves now, that's how motherfuckers are catching it with, like, three fingers and shit like that. Those gloves are so sticky. and see, and nobody will like, I don't think Randy Moss ever used Stickum, right? Like, would we say Randy Moss goes above Jerry Rice because Jerry Rice was using Stickum? We still say probably not. I mean, I like just seeing Randy Moss's like whole career and like the impact that Randy Moss, like playing football, kind of like made on my life. That's why I have Randy Moss as my favorite. He's my favorite wide receiver ever. Maybe not the best wide receiver ever, but my favorite for sure. Bake said, Lester the molester. Hayes. Oh, man. That's so funny. Remember Zach and Mary make a porno? He's like, hey, what's your porn name going to be? Or what's your name? And he was like, Lester Molester Cock and Stuff. And he was like, wow, that's an amazing porn name. Like, what? I get to pick a porn name? Okay, I want to be Pete Jones. Oh, man. Jay from Jay and Silent Bob. He's the man. What else? You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to do an all-time NFL draft again. Maybe get like 10 or 12 of us. Maybe do where we pick a handful of offensive guys, a handful of defensive guys. That's always fun. That's always fun to see how people would construct an all-time team. It'd be super fun because I mean, there is no winning and losing necessarily, just shit talking. Like, that's it. Just shit talking. I know the last time we did it, I think we kind of based it off of their we based it, I think, off the best single season like ever, as far as like they went for like their stats. But that'd be a fun one. All-time NFL draft. I also like the March Madness brackets. We haven't done that in a little while. Definitely fun to get the March Madness brackets going. Tina said, give me 11, Bo Jackson on offense and defense. I win. What? On offense and defense? Oh, man. It's crazy that Bo Jackson was so talented that he played football in his spare time. Like, that's just, like, insane. Like, it wasn't the same for Deion. Deion played baseball in his spare time. Bo Jackson was playing football in his spare time and was still... I mean, he's still touted as one of the best running backs ever. He doesn't get that injury. Like, man, like, what could have been of Bo Jackson? Like, it's crazy. And I bet he's pissed because, like, baseball, he was still way better at baseball than he was at football. Like, that's, like, insane to, like, even think. And Tino said, Bo Jackson's story seems so fake to me. Look at his combine. Johnny said, someone in one of my leagues just posted, funny to me how Todd Gurley is 29 and Amari Cooper is 30. Damn. Yeah. I met Todd Gurley in person, and he gave me props for my 420 crew shirt. So I won't say anything bad about Todd Gurley. But, yeah, man, those knees, they could not last. They could not last. It is it's tough, man, because – I mean, you just think about it, like, most guys, if you're a workhorse in the NFL, like, more than likely, you were good enough to be a workhorse your entire career. And you've been used so much, from Pop Warner to high school to college to now the NFL. It is, I mean, that's why running backs just, that's why they just don't last, right? That's why guys like Frank the Tank Gore, man, he's just like, you never will see guys like that again. Never. Never. Let's go look up. Let's see. Most games played for NFL running back. Frank Gore, 241 games. Emmett Smith looks like he's second, 226 games. How many is that? I mean, that's a whole extra season that Frank Gore played. Tino said Bo Jackson actually has the fastest 40 time ever, but it didn't count because it was a hand watch. Oh, man. 220 plus yards. Tino said, and how many yards? We were talking about longevity, Tino. We weren't talking about running back stats, okay? Frank Gore. If Frank Gore was running behind Emmett Smith's line, he would add a billion yards too. But yeah, seeing like that's another thing too. Like Emmett Smith, like, man, like that's, I mean, there's always an argument for Emmett Smith as the best running back ever, as there should be. He has the most running back yards out of everybody. He has three Super Bowl victories. And, you know, he played a part in all of those. Then you get a guy like Barry Sanders who, man, could you imagine if Barry Sanders was on the Cowboys behind that line? Like that would probably be cheating. It probably would have been cheating. And they probably would have won more than three. You know, like that's what's crazy. And that's why in football, like basketball is different. Like you only got five starters. In football, you have 33 starters. Like it is like you really have to be a complete team to win a Super Bowl. And that's why some of the quote unquote best teams don't win, because some of these teams that are top heavy. I mean, shit, there is still a year. I'm going to bring this up. The Chargers in 2010, pretty sure it was 2010. They had the number one offense in the league, statistics wise. Same with defense, number one defense out of everybody statistically that year. But they had the number 32 special teams. Like they had the best offense, the best defense, and they had the worst special teams, and they didn't even make the playoffs. They didn't even fucking make the playoffs. And like I saw this big chart of like teams that had top five offenses and top five defenses, not even number one at each one. Not one of those teams that was ever top five in both offense and defense made it less far, not as far as like all the teams. There's only like four other teams in history that had ever done that. And they made it to the final four. So to the conference championships, or they made it to the Super Bowl. And I think two out of those four teams ended up winning a Super Bowl. And the Chargers, they're the first and only team ever to have the number one offense in the league statistically, number one defense in the league statistically. And they didn't even make the playoffs. Like, that's how, like, just that is, like, proof of that you need a full squad, like a full 33, not 22. And Tino said, facts, MLB and NFL, you need complete teams. For sure. For sure. Like, I mean, yeah, there could be, like, I mean, Barry Bonds, like they, I mean, just so dominant, but like they didn't win a championship when he was there. Right. It took like, you know, later when it's like Tim Lincecum and they have like a full offense, like multiple hitters. I mean, like multiple, I was going to say hitters that were pitchers, but you know, like just fire ass pitchers. Like, how about that? Like they had like multiple aces, like on their team, you know, to be able to do that. Yeah, basketball, I mean, yeah, it's not like you can win with just one person and, like, all bums. But, you know, really just, like, two or three guys can, like, really propel you to, like, the championship. And, like, yeah, kind of, it might seem like that, like, two or three guys could propel a baseball team or a football team, like, there. But you need so much more. Like, those guys better be so fucking good. And I don't know if there's any championship that we've ever seen where we can't be, where you could just say like, man, it's because of these three guys that this team won a World Series, or because of these three guys specifically that this NFL team won. Batty lost at the World Series. Yeah, who? It was the Angels that beat them. Who beat them? Who beat them? Yeah, so I think 2001, I was in high school. I think it was 2002. Let me see. I think it was in 2002. Let's go see. 2003. Okay, so both of us were wrong. And yeah, they lost 4-3 to the Angels. Okay, see, it was the Angels. I remember that part of it. Yeah, and like the Angels, they've been so bad for so long. I bet like most people like hearing that the Angels won a World Series against Barry Bonds and the Giants when Barry Bonds was like in peak roid form, like just, man, like that. Barry Bonds was so good before then. But like you add in the roids where he could like, he could not hit a ball perfectly and it would still go for a home run. Like, man. Like, remember, like his fucking at bats were so big that ESPN would fucking cut to his at bats. They would cut off whatever was going on to turn on his at bats. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's insane. Like, would anything like that ever happen again? Like, I doubt it. Like, that was, it's never happening again. I mean, you know, he's flirting with 70 home runs and everything. So, yeah. What up, Zeb? Zeb in the house. Right. Tino said 500 home runs, 500 stolen bases, never happened again. For sure. Never happened again. Just like Ricky Henderson's, like, first off, his all-time stolen base record for Ricky Henderson. Let's see. And then his single season record. Yeah, Ricky Henderson still holds the single season record, 130 stolen bases. 130 stolen bases in 1 year. In 1 year. That's like 5 years, 6 years for some guys now. He did that in 1 year. Ricky Henderson is definitely, like, if we're going all-time team, Ricky Henderson's my leadoff fucking hitter. He's my leadoff hitter. Like, he has enough power. I'm pretty sure he has the most, what the hell do they call it? The opening game home runs or whatever, like first at bat, like home runs. And I know that like Barry Bonds beat a couple of his records, but when he retired, he was the all-time leader in runs, all-time leader in walks, all-time leader in stolen bases. I mean, just everything, man, like everything, like, and what up, Jamie? And Tino said, I'll take Ichiro. I mean, Ichiro's got to be up there as one of the best leadoff hitters of all time. I mean, for sure. Like, there's no question that Ichiro's up there. Who else? Who else? I think Ty Cobb. I know Ty Cobb was a leadoff hitter, right? And like, you got to go way back for Ty Cobb. But man, he is so fucking good back then. Like the guy who invented stealing home. And I don't know if he really invented stealing home, but you know, he was the guy that I remember most like for that. And yeah, Johnny said league leaders now have like 35 stolen bases. Exactly. Like, you got to throw five times that to like touch Ricky Henderson's numbers. Yeah. Tino said stolen bases are for when you're behind and always in the lead. Yeah. Yeah. And like, the thing that was so crazy about Ricky Henderson is like, you knew that he was going to steal and you couldn't stop him. Like, you could not stop him. He was so locked in with the pitcher's movements. Like, man, just insane. Jamie said, Willie Mays has a shitload of stolen bases too. I mean, hey, Willie Mays Hayes. Hits like Mays, runs like Hayes. He's the man. He's the man. I bought a pair of these batting gloves, one for every base I intend to steal. And Tino said Pete Rose literally had the most hits. Yeah, but Pete Rose wasn't a leadoff hitter, was he? I don't think so. Let's see. I met Pete Rose. And it was funny. We both made fun of the Padres together. Yeah, I don't think Pete Rose was a leadoff hitter. If you grew up in the 70s and the 80s, you were called leadoff hitters like Lou Brock, Maury Willis, Bobby Bonds, Vince Coleman, Paul Molitor, Pete Rose, Willie Wilson, and Devon White, to name a few. Okay. Pete Rose has got to be in there then, for sure. For sure. And yeah, literally had the most hits. Yeah. The amount of hits that he threw down, like, he wasn't, like, talent-wise, I'll take Ricky Henderson, you know, over him all day. Like, because getting on base, I think Pete Rose, let's see what his on-base percentage was for his career. Let's see. Woo, Ted Williams. Damn, Ted Williams. Almost at 500. That's fucking insane. Then Babe Ruth. Barry Bonds. Yeah, there's not a lot of leadoff hitters here. Pete Rose isn't even on the all-time. Neither is Ricky Henderson. Ted Williams, though. Yeah, Ted Williams, Babe Ruth, Barry Bonds. I mean, those would be three of the guys, any all-time team, they couldn't be left off. Like Babe Ruth, he's probably going to be the DH, like on the team. Ted Williams played right field. I think he played right field. And then Barry Bonds in left field. And see, it's crazy because like even a guy like Tony Gwynn, he's not playing right field over Ted Williams. But like, man, we need to figure out a way to get Ted Williams in there. Might have to make Babe Ruth the pitcher. Like that'd be the way to do it. Make Babe Ruth the pitcher because then he can hit. Then we don't need. Then we wouldn't have a DH. It would be. It'd be very interesting. And Johnny said Willie Mays Hayes was so good. He was played by Wesley Snipes and Omar Epps in movies. Yeah, number two. I like it and I hate it because you want to see the original guys like in it. Yeah, and I mean, I doubt that they just replaced Wesley Snipes. I bet that Wesley Snipes was doing a different movie at that time where he was going to get paid more than for Major League 2. Let's go see. Let's go look at his filmography. Let's see what movie he did at the time of Major League 2. Where is it? '89. Shit, he did that. Let's see, when did Major League 2 come out? 94. I mean, he's doing a lot of movies that I kind of like. Okay, Major League came out in 89, Major League 2 came out in 94. So, 93, he did Sugar Hill in 94. Demolition Man in 93, fucking on side Sylvester Stallone. I don't remember Boiling Point. I know Passenger 57. I mean, goofy ass movie. White Man Can't Jump in 92. I mean Wesley had already he's New Jack City, King of New York. Like, I mean, he's already done so many good movies. Like, why would you want to do that? Money Train was 95. Jamie, Money Train was 95. Ah, Zoo Crew said, give me Captain Jeter. I like Jeter in the two hole more than, I like Jeter in the two spot more than the leadoff. Cause I'd rather have a guy like Ricky Henderson, Ty Cobb, what's it called? Who else do we say? Pete Rose. I'd rather have those guys over a guy like Jeter in the leadoff spot. But Jeter, definitely one of the best number two hitters of all time, for sure. For sure, one of the best number two hitters of all time. I mean, he's up there with the Tony Gwynns of the world. I can't even remember a lot of number two hitters that just that warranted that much, that had that much moxie. How about that? And Jeter, the pride of Kalamazoo, right? Jamie said Kenny Lofton had 622 stolen bases in his career. Man, and Ricky Henderson did 130 in 1 year. That's crazy. I know Kenny Lofton played a shitload of years. Tino said, I wouldn't take any player before 1980. They barely even threw 90 back then. Get the fuck out of here, man. It don't matter. It don't matter. And yes, guys were throwing above 90. They just didn't have radars back then. And Tino said, got to take Jeter. He's the GOAT. Motherfucker just wins somehow. I mean, come on, man. Like, I mean, it's not Jeter only. Like, come on. Who was it that they had for those four? I mean, Mariano Rivera. I mean, that's one of the biggest reasons. Who was the big four that they had for those four World Series in the 90s, or well, not 90s, but you know, before the Alex Rodriguez ones. Tino said, sit your ass down, Ozzie Smith. Man, Ozzie Smith was so good. That's what's crazy. When you can only start nine, all time, it is so hard to pick like your nine starters. Like, because I mean, there's a case to be made about so many different people. Jamie said, what was the Snipes movie where he parachutes out of airplanes? I remember a dude named Swoop in that movie. That might have been Passenger 57. That was the one that was like, it was pretty much like Die Hard on an airplane. Like, it was like the same type of shit. You guys remember Sudden Death? It was like Sudden Death, but like in an airplane, which like, this must have been the biggest airplane in the fucking world. Like, how? Derek, salute. What up, brother? Oh, Drop Zone. Is that what it's called? Drop Zone? Never heard of it. Okay. 94. Another 94 movie. After Sugar Hill. And right before Money Train. Right before Waiting to Exhale. Right before The Fan. I mean, come on, man. Like, Wesley Snipes was, like, he was too much on the rise to be doing Major League 2. Like, let's just keep it real. Major League 2 came out 1 or 2 years later, like, maybe. But once Wesley Snipes was Nino Brown in New Jack City, like, that changed everything. That changed everything. Because, yeah, I mean, even in King of New York, he was, he's one of the detectives. I mean, he was one of the main roles, but not the major role. And then, but yeah, like, come on, man. New Jack City. Then he gets White Man Can't Jump with Woody. Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone next. They come back again with Money Train and Woody and Wesley. And then The Fan with Robert De Niro. I mean, come on. And then U.S. Marshals with Tommy Lee Jones. And then Blade, first Marvel movie, first live action Marvel movie. Turn that into a whole fucking franchise. Then he kind of falls off, you know, for a while. And it's because so much went into Blade, I'm sure. Right? Giants after Demolition Man, he was like the biggest thing out there, right? I mean, that was 93. Like, why would he want to go do Major League 2 when he knows he's doing big time movies with Sylvester Stallone and like shit like that? So yeah, Major League 2 is okay. Is nowhere close to Major League 1. And I like the catcher. The catcher's super funny. But yeah, Major League 2 on the grand scheme of movies, sports movies, I mean, it's almost not even on the list. What was this one, Tino? What'd you share here? The measure of the fastball has changed over years. For sure. Yeah. Keeps going higher and higher. But don't forget, that's still averages, though. Still averages. Look at guys like Gibson. Like, they literally had to fucking change the rules for guys like Gibson because they were throwing so much fucking heat. And getting so many damn strikeouts and shit. And yeah, so of course, the evolution of sports, the fastball has gotten better. I've watched that whole fastball documentary on Netflix or wherever the fuck it was on. Johnny said Jeter, Bernie Williams, Paul O'Neill, and Mariano Rivera. So there we go. That was the big four. Andy Pettit also. Yeah, see, come on. I mean, those teams were stacked. And Tino said, look at how fast pitching got in the last 20 years, bro. You think they threw 90 back then? So as a whole, probably not. But were people throwing 90? Yes, for sure. Not everybody. Like, man, I mean, look at what's his name? What the fuck's his name? Chapman throwing 105, like right now. But like, who even talks about that shit? Like now, baseball's like so dead. Like right now, it doesn't even matter how fast the fastball is right now. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody cares. People actually cared about baseball back then. It's so blah that nobody even cares anymore. Derek said, Kyron Williams said, rookie running back Blake Corum can run the ball very well. Hopefully it allows me to get in the slot and run some routes out of the backfield. That would be sweet. That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Derek's the Falcons, Rayman McLeod. Saw first team reps in minicamp, bro. What? That just shows how trash Darnell Mooney is. Been trying to tell you guys that Darnell Mooney is trash. Unless Drake London's just not practicing. And it's Darnell Mooney and Rayman McLeod taking first reps. Jamie said Blade is supposed to have a new movie introducing him into the MCU. I mean, they should, right? I mean, that's one. I mean, that's like the original Marvel franchise that came out. Killed it. Hell yeah. Zoo Crew said, me, Jeter, Greg Jennings. We out the Kalamazoo. We out Kalamazoo in the map. Put Kalamazoo on the map. Hell yeah. Jamie says, anyone ever figured out how to use the three seashells? No. No. Nope. I just took a shower. I couldn't use the seashells. It made me too nervous. Looked too rough. Looked way too rough. Tina said, just use them in order from left to right. Is that what it was? You literally just had to use them in order from left to right? Yeah. Zoo Crew said, the fan is amazing. What a crazy movie, right? Crazy movie. Really, really good throwback. Tina said, I would say baseball is more popular than ever. What? Well, you think so? You think so? Like, how many people in the chat right now watch baseball just on any kind of normal basis? I don't give a fuck what it is. Once a week, once. If you watch it more than a couple times a month, you're sitting and watching an entire game. That's what I'm talking about. Like, we don't even talk about baseball news because it's so blah. Dude, Mooney's getting paid more than Ayuk. Fuck. That's gotta really hurt like a guy like Brandon Ayuk's heart and soul, man. Okay, sorry. Baseball, yes. MLB. That's what I mean. That's what I mean specifically. MLB. That's what I mean. How many people sit and watch MLB games? Well, I mean, it's always been international, Tino. I mean, that's, yeah, but MLB, that, okay. And when you said that international, that's what made me think, okay, yeah, baseball as a whole, okay, I can get with it. But I'm talking MLB. How popular is MLB right now? Johnny said, I haven't watched a whole baseball game in a few years. I used to be a huge fan. Yeah, me too. And like, maybe a lot of it has to do with the Padres, like just always sucking and always failing. But yeah, Jamie said, Banana Ball is pretty sweet, but can't watch boring MLB. Yeah, and see, and even Banana Ball, I can't like sit and watch an entire game, but I guarantee that I've watched more Banana Ball pitches and at-bats than I've seen MLB at-bats this year, for sure. Tino said, probably the most international American sport. I mean, basketball is up there. Basketball is up there. I mean, football, that would be the one that's like taking a back seat to those two. But I wonder which one's bigger. Let's see. Worldwide, how, like, well, I mean, see, I guess that wouldn't even make sense because there's more baseball players than basketball players just on any given team. Well, let's see. How many baseball professional baseball teams are in the world, and then we'll do how many professional seeing it only gives me MLB stats. How many professional baseball leagues, all right, how about that, are in the world? This does not look easy to find. Oh, never mind. So, I mean, you got all the different baseball leagues for major league and minor league baseball. Latin America, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16 different baseball leagues in Latin America. Two in Asia. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in Japan. 1, 2, 3, 4 in South Korea. 1, 2, 3 in Taiwan. 2 in China. I mean, there's a shitload of fucking leagues for baseball. Let's see. Damn, there's so many for basketball as well. But I think basketball might have them beat. It's a way longer list. It's a way longer list for basketball. Fuck, in Spain, they have 1, 2, 3, 4. They have five leagues just in Spain. Spain is small as fuck, right? They got five leagues just in Spain. They got four leagues just in Serbia. Jamie said they need to allow steroids back in baseball, make it great again. That would make, I mean, it sucks. Chicks dig the long ball, but we all do too. Like, man, I mean, that was like this the most exciting time in baseball. The Maguire Sosa, the Barry Bonds, like, man, I mean, that was just insane. Tino said MLB is the best league for baseball. It's why most players are Japanese and Cuban. Oh, well, yeah, I mean, of course. I wouldn't say most are Japanese and Cuban, but yeah, I mean, the international is huge now. I mean, it has been for a while, but yeah. Yeah, Japan has a good league, the Caribbean, good league. I think something get paid like 20 mil to play in Japan. I mean, there's big time money. I'm not saying there's not. Baseball's king in Central America for sure, but for East Asia, but basketball's taken over Europe. Yeah, I mean, there's way, way more professional basketball leagues in Europe than baseball. And I mean, just like I said, I mean, just in Spain, it's just one country in one of the tiny countries in Europe. So it's weird how we pay attention to what's popular in Europe, right? Tino said, I believe cricket is bigger than both sports and USA won. Nobody cares. Yeah. You think cricket is bigger than baseball? I mean, if we're talking football, you know, football is way bigger than any other sport in the world still. But cricket is, I know cricket's huge, but it's bigger than the MLB and the NBA, like more of a following than those. Johnny said, Spain is quite big, but Serbia is quite small. I mean, shit, in Serbia, there's four leagues in four basketball leagues in Serbia. Let them know, Derek, hit that thumbs up for the 420 crew. Let's smoke it up. Player, no other players make more than 20 mil. That was it. So these countries are the size of states in Europe. Yeah, see, exactly. Like, I mean, it's not. Yeah. So I mean, like when I say Spain is small, I mean Spain is smaller than the United States, right? Like, I'm probably not even close. I'm in love with Mary Jane. How big is Spain? Says Spain is the size of Texas. I mean, that's big, but I don't know. Not big for a country, I feel. How big is Serbia? Damn, yeah, Serbia is hella small. Yeah, it says that South Carolina is a little bit bigger than Serbia. Interesting. I love Ah, Jamie said pillow fighting's the next big sport. They need to have a women's lingerie league. They already did have a women's lingerie league. You remember that? I mean, it was years ago. And what's funny is I actually met a woman who played in the women's lingerie league. And it was when I worked for a real estate marketing company, and she had a website through our company. And I was like, why? And she was telling me about that. I was like, why don't you put that like in your bio? Like, you don't have any pics from like back then. And like, there's pics of her like and her team like on the internet. And I know that helped her get a couple deals for sure. Ta, Johnny said King Ralph showed him showed the U.S. how to play American cricket. Yep. I think it goes soccer, cricket, tennis as the most popular sports. Wow. And Tino said, imagine a whole league in Texas. Five leagues in Texas. Because, yeah, they said five leagues are in Spain. That's crazy. Five leagues, not five teams. There's not even five teams in Texas. Right, Jamie. Football had the lingerie league, but not pillow fighting. Yes, yes. But now, I mean, how about the, what the hell do they call that? The slap shit? Like, man, those motherfuckers are getting fucked up. The dude who's the champion right now, man, I wouldn't, he'd kill me. He'd kill me if he fucking slapped me. He'd fucking kill me. Tino said, you know, USA won the Cricket World Championship. Huss. Well, I do because you said it earlier. Outside of that, no, I didn't know. Did not know. Oh, you know, one thing that I heard, it is brand new news. Triple H leaked it on the Pat McAfee show that Netflix, and not leaked it because it's already public news, that Netflix is going to be broadcasting Raw for 10 years, a 10-year contract starting in January of 2025, and it's going to be completely uncensored. How about that? How about that? Completely uncensored. Tino said the world was pissed. We won. I bet. Like, you stupid bloody Americans, just stick to your American football and your American basketball and your American baseball. Oh, man. No way. Jamie said Forrest Griffin's one of the slap league refs. Why do they even need refs? I mean, I guess it's just someone to take over. Someone to take over, like make sure, you know, guys are doing what they're supposed to, lined up what they're supposed to. But yeah, where? I don't know. What's the deal? Oh, and I missed this. My bad. Generation X signed up, resubscribed on Prime. You the man. Hold on, let me get where is it? Where the hell is it? There we go. I'm not gonna play it through the soundboard. I want to play the good version of it.
Are you ready? Hey, thank you. Tell us what to do.
Raps help with first aid too. Okay. Oh yeah, Jamie said bring back the Attitude Era. They said they're gonna bring more edgy content. Do you think he's gonna be Seth fucking Rollins now? Seth fucking Rollins! Think you can tell us what to do? Jen said, "Got to make sure it's a slap, not a punch." I mean, you can clearly see they got the open hand, you know. Remember, Forrest used to be the firefighter. Oh, really? I don't remember that. Mm-mm. Let me see. Let me go find it, Jamie. Where is it? No, here it is. Right, hold on, let me add this. All right, let's see if I remember this one. Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
DJ, the king of rock, cool, the king of rock, what? The king of rock, cool, the king of rock, what?
It was like the hip hop version of everything, right? About the rock.
Do you smell what the rock is cooking?
I smell it.
Oh shit, it was Method Man on the rock theme.
Do you
huh?
smell what the rock is cooking?
I smell it.
Nice, Jamie said I got the whole album on CD. Nice.
Come on. Come on.
Hell yeah, Tina, that's the
Do you
version.
Smell what the
yeah.
rock is cooking?
Yeah, finally, the rock has come back. Laying down the smack on you monkey crap, candy-coated acts. Enter the squared circle with the great one, the most electrifying moves. Don't touch the station. Children and their children, they all chant with the millions upon millions of rock fans. Get ready for the square dance. Here's your chance for a can of ass whooping from the people's chair. You can smell what the rock's cooking. You can smell what the rock's cooking.
Yeah.
You can smell what the rock's cooking.
Do you smell what the rock is cooking?
The smell of the rock's cooking. Smell of the rock's cooking.
How about the Stone Cold? Oh,
Snoop Dogg,
Dub C,
all up in here, bang, bang, yeah, straight cheek thing, yeah.
Colder than ice, dropping these things on your dome, hitting up my enemies, man, dogging them with a heart full of stone. Bam, bam, kicking your dough down, throw down, dirty your low down, it's about to go down. Who ready for the showdown? Which one of y'all wanna be the first to get tossed in a tussle? Buckle, choked out all these muscles and taste these knuckles. Lost, I'm running them all, haters, I'm gunning them all. Tricks on a denim all, and I ain't got no love for none of y'all. I'm coming through like a gold cam, giving it up with both hands, slaughtering your whole fam, ripping up the program. Total chaos, cutting your snake eyes, the king, none of you busters hurt me. Boom, I'm a G with no mercy.
When I say hell, you say yeah.
Come on,
hell,
yeah.
Come on, hell,
yeah.
Come on, hell,
everybody,
come on, hell,
everybody,
hell, come on, hell,
yeah.
If you're down with your tits, say hell yeah. If you can't get busy, say hell yeah.
Wow, man, why'd Redman have to do Vince McMahon? I don't like that.
Hey, yo, this, no, chest in hand. You wanna take what's mine, you're just too frail. Hey, yo, this, no, chest in hand. You wanna take what's mine, you're just too frail. Hey, yo, this, no, chest in hand. You wanna take what's mine, you're just too frail. Hey, yo, this, no, chest in hand. You wanna take what's mine,
not ice cubes.
Are you ready for war? Then bring it on. Not craftmatic like a stripper. When it's out, you throw your cash at it. Hope I don't rat tat it from the hash and grass at it. I spit in mad rapid like a-
anything for Vince McMahon. I just can't get behind anymore.
Godfather's in the house.
Oh man. Ice cubes.
Grab your
the pimpin' ain't easy.
Pimpin' ain't easy, man. Take a look at me, everything I own's iced out. Pimp baby, you can see my wrist with the lights out. This is how I do it, mad bitches in clothes. Godfather baby on the plates of my rolls. Step back, hey, to make a little room for my hoes. Gators on my feet, take a look at my toes. Money is the reason all the real players know that. Godfather lays punks to rest. You got no chance up against the best. A rock's in the east and a rose in the west. If you don't dig the pimpin', I could really get less. Cause it's pimp or die, baby. Pimpin' ain't easy, man.
I feel like the Godfather used this song for a little bit.
Pimpin' ain't easy, man. G-O-D-F-A-T-H-E-R.
Let's see, who's the king?
Drop my design to soul. I'm the product of the bottom of a mind.
The East Side is
iconic over chronic mixed with rage and
lust.
Stomping all opposition to their brains. Smush. Cold wars from the force after blood pour forth.
Let's see. Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Yuggies,
you think
man?
They know who we are? Huh?
You think you know me?
Know who we are? Look at me. I'm looking at you, man. You're coming for these kids.
Come on.
Yeah.
How about the New Age Outlaw? Badass.
You are the fire. No way. No pain. New Age Outlaw. Opposite Southpaw. Big water balloon balls and ballroom roll.
Mystical.
I'm a
triple
dude, a. But I'm going to. When I do it.
Mac 10 doing the big show.
The big show.
I gas hop when I hit my 6-foot pedal. I rock and got fans from ghetto to heavy metal. I took it to the next level. Guard dated the states and marble floors with a slight bevel. Hey yo, I took the freeways to keep my guns toning. Get high, start zoning, get paranoid and leave my pits roaming.
My last one, Undertaker.
What a mic at? Oh. Thank you a lot. 2000. Me know, and I'll be untouchable. We ain't never gonna stop. We ain't gonna never stop. Let's go.
I got one. Reckless foes attacking my foes. I'm an inch away from the crown and my back of the nose. I'm in the middle of the pound, the bottom of the brick, the raw of the raw. Guaranteed to trick with a flip. With precision, I made a decision. Either bury you alive or the milk cart missing.
Man, that was I mean, that was definitely the best storyline of all time, even above NWO, even above DX, was that Ministry of Darkness and how they were. I mean, the Ministry of Darkness turned into the corporate ministry and like all that shit. It was Man, I mean, I feel like that went on for like a year and a half, like that storyline, like went through at least through one WrestleMania. Yeah, I don't even think it comes close, man. The Ministry of Darkness turning into the corporate ministry and going against Stone Cold and all that. Like, yeah, that was insane. And then McMahon being the higher power. The Brood. It's crazy. The Brood wasn't even around that long. Gangrel talks about it on podcasts where it's like, it's so notorious to us. And I think he said it was only around for like 5 or 6 months. It's kind of crazy. Edge and Christian took off, though. They really did. Edge and Christian, definitely one of my favorite tag teams of all time. Used to fucking, and it's because it all started with the Brood, right? Because even when they were heels and you were supposed to hate them, I still liked them. I still liked them. They're the shit. All right. What else do we got before we get out of here? Been rocking for about an hour and a half now. I got to get back to doing some GTA now that they got the new upgrade going. Got to go get some more money so I can buy the bounty hunter business. That seems super cool. Yeah, you guys got to get on. Guys got to get on Grand Theft Auto. It might not be $10 now because now they just had the new release. But I know they're trying to get people back into playing Grand Theft Auto Online. And GTA 6 isn't going to be out for like more than a year. And even when like GTA 6 comes out, Grand Theft Auto Online has always been like its own like game, like separate from it. So there's still, I don't think the Grand Theft Auto Online is going away. I think they're just going to keep enhancing it like over time, like they've been doing. Because, yeah, like I just assumed that Grand Theft Auto kind of died a little bit, you know? And let's see. Didn't see this question until now. List your top five rookies to be drafted in a dynasty keeper league. So my rookie draft is a month away. If it's a super flex, it's going to be Caleb, Marvin Harrison Jr. If it is also super flex, you're going to have Jaden Daniels in the top five. Neighbors could be there. It depends on if people are on the Drake May side of things or not. But yeah, how about top six? I feel like it's going to be those guys. Like, actually, wait, is that five? Yeah, what did I say? Caleb, Marvin Harrison Jr., Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Neighbors. I feel like those would be the top five. Jamie said you finished Red Dead Redemption yet? No, I'm so far. Like, when I upgraded to the PlayStation 5, it you can't carry over. Like, or at least I fucked up one of the two, but couldn't carry over any of the progress. So pretty much once we got the PlayStation 5, I started from the beginning. So no, not even close to finish. And that last time that I played it, I haven't even played it in my spare time. Like if I'm not on like a live stream, that time when I played on the live stream, that was to force myself to play to try to get a little bit farther in the game. And now I feel like Grand Theft Auto Online is just more fun. But, man, I do like Red Dead Redemption. Such a good game. RIP. Yeah. Yeah. One of the Wild Samoans, right? Wild Samoan. And Roman Reigns' dad. Okay. I didn't know that was Roman Reigns' dad. Yeah. RIP. RIP to the Wild Samoan. Sika Inouye. How do I say it? I don't know how to pronounce the last name, but Sika, right? Damn. Yeah, saw that yesterday. RIP. All right. Woo. That was a good one. Think it might be time to get up out of here. We'll finish this bowl and we're going to get up out of here. We're going to be back for tomorrow's best ball draft, 6 p.m. West Coast time, 6 p.m. West Coast time. I don't know if we're going to get anything going today in the afternoon. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. All right. Salute everybody in the chat. Appreciate you guys. We'll see you a little later. We'll see you tomorrow, or we'll see you a little later today. We'll see what happens. Peace out, everybody.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom.